This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. Today, thank you for waking up with us. And joining me in studio is Tara Willerup. She's the Vice Chairman of Simsbury Free Libraries Board of Trustees and the Chairperson of Simsbury Celebrates Committee. You have to emphasize the celebrates. And what we're talking about is Simsbury Celebrates. It's an upcoming event in November, so we got about a month so people can start planning their calendars. Thank you for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. This is amazing. It's a celebration of Simsbury.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's great to talk about it. We all have such a great time doing it and planning it, and it's wonderful to talk about anytime we can.
And the event has become an adult. It's the 18th.
It's the 18th year of the celebration, and it has changed over the years, but remains the same as being just a traditional stroll opportunity for a lot of free to the public, and there are food vendors who are willing to, that if you need a snack or bite to eat, and there are a lot of opportunities to see events and entertainers and entertainment.
And I think that's something, it's, you know, it's celebrating Simsbury. It's the town coming together, like you said. It's got that old school feel, but a very new thing. And it's bringing together community groups and organizations to make this event happen, which I think is phenomenal.
We have an amazing committee of people who have come together to work on this, and they come from a lot of local community groups, the Simsbury Free Library, the Simsbury Junior Women's Club, Simsbury Parks and Rec Department, Simsbury Performing Arts Center, Main Street Partnership, and the Public Library, among others. But there's a representative from each of those groups in our planning process, and everyone works so well and works really hard, and it's just a great dynamic committee, and that's what makes it such a special event.
And there's one thing I really wanted to make sure I highlight, so we're going to get to this first, the gingerbread house competition. I've seen some amazing gingerbread houses out in my time, and tell us a little bit about that, because you're looking for gingerbread houses.
We are definitely looking for gingerbread houses. We are hoping to have 30. We are on our way, but we definitely need more people to check out our Simsbury Celebrates website, and there's links to how to sign up and get the paperwork so that you can commit to bringing a gingerbread house to the event. The gingerbread houses come into the free library on the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and the judging is there. We have Jeff Lizotte from Present Company, who is a pastry chef, and he will be judging the gingerbread houses, and there'll be prizes for the first place winners. Then there will be, you know, hundreds of people coming by to see it on Saturday night. There'll be lines waiting to walk through and see all the beautiful creations.
So that's cool. I mean, gingerbread houses are something everyone has their own style. And that's why I wanted to be like, gingerbread houses, you know, kids can make them, adults can make them. You can definitely do them together as a family.
We've got Girl Scout troops. You've got church troops. The fire department this year is 75 years old, and so they've promised to make a gingerbread house to commemorate that. You've got people who love to do it. You've got she sheds and mansions.
Just don't burn down the she shed.
And farms. Exactly.
And like I said, the fire department, there's another special part, the fire truck parade.
Correct.
Legendary. Give us a little bit about that, a little sneak peek of what
we
can look for.
So our fire department is 75 years old this year, and it's still a volunteer fire department. And we're always so thankful and so supportive of them. And we, as a town, we're very lucky to have them. They are amazing, and they take such good care of us. But so this event has a fire truck parade. They call all their neighbor friends and all the fire trucks from all over the area, and then they decorate their trucks. So we have probably 35 or 40 decorated fire trucks that will come down on the parade route, and the firemen walk around and hand out candy canes, and there's music, and everyone has their own personality, as you say, your neighborhoods and your personality. So each truck has a great personality, and it's so nice to see all those towns, our neighboring towns, coming together as well.
See, that's the thing. They're going down the parade route. So you shut down the center of the, you know, you shut down the street to cars. You open up for people to come in, families, and take in. It's all free. So you have some music. There's dance performances, the gingerbread house contest, food vendors. What are some of the, you know, let's get people's mouths watering this morning. What are some of the food that they can be enjoying during Simsbury Celebrates?
Plan B will be there. Farrington Valley Jewish Congregation does an unbelievable chili. We have Joe's Pizza, and Kane's Market will be doing burgers, and Present Company will also be doing food as well as Soma, which is the new restaurant in the 1820 house. So they're all going to set up with some yummy and hot foods for us so that we can stay warm as we walk the streets.
See, and that's the thing. Everyone's coming together. Everyone just wants to make everyone comfortable. You know, whether it's the restaurants coming out to serve some food, it's the fire trucks, they're going to be decorated in the fire truck parade. The kids are going to enjoy that, no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
And adults, let's be honest, I'm pretty sure most adults will enjoy seeing a decorated fire truck. And there's, you got music, and to cap it all off, some fireworks.
We definitely have fireworks. So during the celebration, we'll be having the Simsbury High School Holiday Cabaret. They'll be wandering and singing. And then after the fire truck parade, they will be going down to the Simsbury Meadows Performing Arts Center, and we'll be showing fireworks from there, and they'll be doing a holiday sing prior to the fireworks. So that'll be the culmination point. We'll be at the Simsbury Performing Arts Center with the fireworks and the song.
So this is a day. This is, you know, plan your evening on November 30th. This is what you're doing. There's something for everyone. You got plenty to do. You're not going to get bored.
No. And a good idea also is to stay after the fireworks and find one of the local restaurants and sit down and rest your feet and mm-hmm. enjoy a full meal and talk about what you saw. So it's a nice, so don't rush out of town.
No, there's no need to rush.
Stay and wander.
No need to rush. I mean, it's a Saturday night. Make this your plans for the evening.
Exactly.
Don't make plans after this. Make this your plans. And I mean, a lot of this is being, most of this, if not all, is being brought to us and everyone by volunteers. Volunteers make events like this possible. And one of the big volunteering groups, I guess we can say, is the Simsbury Free Library.
Yeah.
What is the Simsbury Free Library?
The Simsbury Free Library was the original library in Simsbury starting in 1874. And in the 1980s, when Simsbury grew to a point where the library building could not sustain any more growth, the Simsbury Public Library was founded by the town. And so we remain as a genealogical and historical research library. We like to be a community center. We have lectures and talks about historical or important events and things that happen. And we have a book club, and we have other groups meeting. We have a genealogist who works with you on finding your history. So we have a lot of different hats, but we like to be a community center mostly.
And that's, I think, one thing libraries over the years they've had a bad rap, we'll say, as a library. I used to work in a library. I was a library page. I put books away for
that's impressive.
It was the children's side, so it was a little more lenient. You know, I got to play with the kids and have a little bit fun and hide in a corner and read Clifford, but that's a whole other story. Libraries are a big part of communities. So for the Simsbury Free Library to work with Simsbury and do the Simsbury Celebrates, it's just emphasizing the fact of the community of Simsbury coming together to do something just for the community and outside of the community. The library is always there, and I think more people should just visit their library because there's always events going on at libraries. I know where I am, the Bristol Public Library, they're always doing events. All the town's library are doing events. Yeah. Support your library.
It's true, and Simsbury Public Library is always busy and has a lot of things going on, and they'll have a lot of events at this Simsbury Celebrates. Our library is a bonus. You know, we're lucky in Simsbury to have the two, and we're able to do a little bit different but have a nice – it's a nice venue for anybody who needs it to rest, to read, to learn more about themselves. The whole event, though, I'd be remiss in not saying that it's not only volunteers who work the event, but it's also volunteers and neighbors and friends and local businesses who support the event, because we have no money coming from anywhere but people who actually donate to the Simsbury Free Library, the Simsbury Celebrates. And it is anybody who wants to can come to our website, and there are donor buttons on it. But we love to make this free to the public, and every year we hit it on the line. Every year that's our biggest stressor, is not being able to have enough money to do this. We're very fortunate this year to have Fitzgerald's Food Stores, which is our local grocery and community leader in philanthropy, be one of our platinum sponsors. And we also have the Hartford Foundation Public Giving John P. Garmany Fund mm-hmm. that is also a large sponsor. And then we have a lot of in-kind donations. Show Lighting is an in-kind donation, and a lot of the other groups that are very helpful to us.
And if there's anyone out there who wants some more information, where's the best place someone can go to get more information?
SimsburyCelebrates.com is our website, and we have all the information there. And if anyone wants to donate, we're always happy to be able to receive donations.
You can do the Monterey, you know, you can do your gingerbread house. You just go visit the library, drop a little something, you know, say thank you to the librarians and everyone that's working in the library, because libraries, community events like this, they're very underrated, unfortunately, and we got to change that in Connecticut. It's something I think everyone needs to check out that day. I appreciate you coming in this morning, Tara. Tara Willerup, again, Vice Chair of the Simsbury Free Libraries Board of Trustees and Chairperson of Simsbury Celebrates Committee. And if there's anything else anyone out there wants to get, you know, highlighted on the show is At Home in Connecticut. We want to capitalize on the positive events going on this day. You can email me at comments@entercom.com. I'd like to thank Mike Olko, our technical director for the show, and welcome, Connecticut, and good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.